In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." On this most sacred and holy day, we stand in solemn awe and silence at the foot of the cross. It is Good Friday. It is God's Friday. Why do we say that it is good? Well, the world is filled with profane noise and chatter. The world is blind to the things of God and indifferent to Christ and the cross. But it is Good Friday. Today, let us shut the world out, for it has no place here. Today, we open our eyes, our ears, and all of our senses to this one great reality of which Good Friday consists. In Christ, the work of our salvation, it is finished. A painter or an artist paints a painting or carves a sculpture with great skill, and eventually, it's finished. A musician, a composer, writes a song or a piece of music, and after careful crafting, it is finished. A carpenter, a woodworker, makes a cabinet or a table with great skill, and when he's done, his work is finished. A writer, a poet, writes a poem or a novel, and after years of work, he or she says, it's finished. Jesus, our Savior, the Redeemer of the world, in his work of salvation, of dying in our place, redeeming us by his blood from sin, death, and hell, said those very words. It is finished. The work of Christ on the cross was foretold centuries before. Psalm 22, which was written by King David, 1,000 years before the events of Good Friday, graphically portrayed the events of Christ's crucifixion. The reason we sang this long Psalm 22 that is chanted all over the world on Good Friday is virtually everything about the crucifixion is pictured there. My God, why have you forsaken me? I am a worm and no man. They mock me. I thirst. They pierce my hands and feet. They cast lots for my clothing. The company of evildoers encircles me. Yet I will see the next generation. I will see those whom the Lord delights. Those in whom he delights in the resurrection of Christ, which is also foretold in Psalm 22. Amazingly, it's almost like a photograph of the crucifixion. His hands, his side pierced, casting lots for his clothing. Even his feet pierced with the nails, and the people mocking him as he hangs on the cross. He saved others, but he can't save himself. David knew that when Christ came, his work would be completed and finished. Jesus was stricken so that we can be declared righteous. Jesus was afflicted so we receive comfort. And why would God punish his own Son in our place? Because he knew only the holy sacrifice of his Son would be acceptable in his sight as a perfect sacrifice. Therefore, we can never add anything to the completed work of our salvation. It's always Jesus plus nothing else. We are accounted righteous, healed, and at peace with God because of the once-for-all-time work of Christ upon the cross. When they crucified Jesus and put the sign King of the Jews above him, they laughed. The soldiers laughed at this. Did you know that virtually everything that the people say as an accusation against Jesus was actually true? He saved others. He can't save himself. That's right. He didn't come to save himself. It says the King of the Jews. That's right. He was the King of the Jews. They spit on him, and they treat him with disdain. God was pouring out the disdain we deserved upon his Son. Pontius Pilate said, he's innocent. He has done nothing wrong. Pilate was right. When the crowd says, crucify him, crucify him, even when they say, let his blood be upon us and upon our children, that's what Jesus came to do, was to die for us so his blood can be upon us for our forgiveness, for our salvation. Every time unbelievers said something in accusation against Jesus, it actually was turned by God into the truth of why he came. Even when Jesus said, I thirst, and they gave him sour wine to drink, and when Jesus said, it is finished, and bowed his head and gave up the spirit, even the centurion at the foot of the cross recognized what had happened. Truly, this was the Son of God. When Jesus was crucified and darkness came over the land, and the curtain of the temple tore in two, God was saying, now, as the writer of Hebrews said this evening, we, through Jesus, our high priest, who has passed into the heavens, through him and his flesh and blood, we now have access to the throne of grace to receive mercy and help in our time of need. When Jesus Christ said, it is finished, that veil between us and the Holy of Holies of God's presence has been torn in two. And we can now freely come before God's presence in the throne of grace, though we are sinners, because Christ's righteousness has covered us. His blood is upon us. We like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah understood the meaning of Christ's sacrifice for all people for all time. David understood the meaning of the sacrifice for all time. John understood it, as he was an eyewitness when the soldier pierced Jesus' side and out came water and blood, a picture and prefigurement of baptism and Holy Communion. And the writer of Hebrews understood that he is the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. You and I know the meaning of Christ's sacrifice for all time. What does it mean for you? It means that because the work is completed, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from hell and be brought into heaven on the last day. Why? You simply believe, accept, and receive by faith this completed package, if you will, this finished work, this substitutionary sacrifice in your place. The reason we are justified by grace through faith is that we cling to the work of Christ that has already been completed. Because you see, this being credited to our account is fulfilling what God foretold already in Genesis. That when, in Genesis 3, it was foretold that the Messiah would come, he would crush the head of the serpent, but in so doing, he would be bruised. He would be pierced for our justification. Good Friday is a solemn time, but it's also a joyful time, because we say, I love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved me. It is God's Friday. It is Good Friday. On this most sacred and holy day, we can stand in solemn silence and sublime awe at the foot of the cross. And we too, this night, as we are about to enter the tenebrae and the seven words of Christ for us upon the cross, rejoice in the work that has been completed for us. And we know one died for all. He died once for all, so that we no longer live for ourselves, but for him who is crucified and raised for us. All glory be to Jesus Christ, the one who said, it is finished. Amen.